Good morning. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Amy, imagine this. You open the mail, right? It's a formal letter.
We still get mail?
Yeah, we still get mail. Sure, okay. Sure. You open the mail and it says, honey, it says here that you have like $10 million in a Swiss bank account. Where'd you get that kind of money? Well, not only would your spouse be actually interested in a secret bank account that was disclosed suddenly to the public.
I'd be very interested in something like that.
The IRS is even more interested. And that's the story today. The Swiss bank UBS bowed to the IRS and agreed yesterday to deliver the names and information attached to 4,500 of their accounts. Switzerland has, of course, tight laws on bank secrecy, but the issue of tax evasion meant that the Swiss bank and the U.S. government eventually made a deal. Louise Story, finance reporter, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times, is here to tell us the details. This is a hugely precedent-setting decision, and 4,500 people out there have to be pretty nervous.
Absolutely. This has been an ongoing saga, and we have somewhat of a resolution here, which may provide some kind of a roadmap for how the U.S. is going to handle this in other places.
And how much money? Any idea how much money is at stake here?
So there are different figures out there, but people are saying at one time these accounts held more than $18
billion.
$18 billion. It's a lot. Yep.
So what kind of leverage did we have over the Swiss bank to get them to reveal these names?
Well, you know, it's a tricky situation. This is part of the bigger picture in the financial crisis. UBS is a troubled bank, and it's had to go to the Swiss government for help. And so the Swiss government was able to use a little leverage there and work with U.S. authorities on this.
Now, there are a couple of things. There's apparently an amnesty that the IRS has already set up that you can actually disclose your tax-evading ways by September 23rd. But if you are notified by the feds that you have one of these accounts before you voluntarily disclose, you don't get the amnesty.
Yep, you got to race in there to raise your hand, tell them that you're a tax evader, and you know maybe
is there a website, www.taxevader.com?
I don't think there's a website.
Right, that'd be really popular.
Right.
But the IRS yesterday said that they don't under any circumstances believe that as important as this decision is, that it's going to stop offshore tax evasion. How much more of this do you think is still out there?
Of course, in the Caribbean, there's all kinds of tax, you know, evasion. And actually, this may just shuffle it to a different country, leave Switzerland kind of at a disadvantage for this money, and people will probably look for other places.
And the range of people in this 4,500, I mean, you know, it could be the Cali cartel, but it could also be like
somebody down the street. Right. I mean, certainly there are people who wanted to put money in Swiss banks because they didn't want to rely only on the U.S. banking system. I mean, you know, a bank could fail. We all know that.
So there are legitimate reasons.
However, the U.S., you know, government, the IRS, is looking into this for fear of the people who have, you know, illegal motivations.
So, Louise.
Well, there's also some concern, though, that UBS actually, in marketing its services, actually pushed people to, you know, almost explicitly said, hey, you know, come on over here.
Right. And that's something that would have been very difficult for an American bank to do.
So what provoked this? Why did the IRS decide now?
Well, there's been a lot of political pressure. There's a lot of people in Washington calling for this. And remember, this comes, you know, after years and years where we've seen so much wealth amassed by a small amount of people in the U.S. A lot of people, we don't know who they are. And out of this, what we might see is we may learn who some of these people are.
Well, a lot of stories to be told. And I do think about the wife who says, honey, I didn't realize you had a secret bank account in Switzerland. And UBS is just one Swiss bank, so there could be other Swiss banks that actually come forward on this, too. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times, setting out all the details for us. Thanks, Louise.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.